Okay, folks, we are back. This is the Rural Survival Show. I'm your host, Tim Spencer, on this Saturday, the 22nd day of October, 2016. We are visiting with Professor James McGanney, and we have a call from Jerry in Chicago. Go ahead, Jerry.
Good morning, gentlemen. Tim, Dr. McGanney, or Professor McGanney. I got a question for you, Doc.
Yes, sir.
I caught an episode of Caravan to Midnight with John D. Wells. I forgot the guy's name he had on. I got it written down in the house, and I'm not in the house. But he had made a comment about Nikola Tesla after all of his paperwork and all of his notes and everything else like that was seized after his death from his New York apartment. That actually, I believe it was seized by the Secret Service. That information was given firsthand to Donald Trump's uncle George, who was an MIT graduate, who might have been able to make some kind of sense out of a lot of this stuff, which started up this geoengineering, let's say.
But this was given to Donald Trump's uncle, you said?
His Uncle George. In fact, if I have another minute here, I will pull it up in my notes. And I'll get you the guy's name who came up with this. But, I mean, have you heard any such thing?
No. No. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of misinformation going around. The information that I have, which is very reliable, this was from this George Bush Sr. was 19 years old, and they have pictures of Tesla with the Schiff family. You know, and a lot of these people knew each other back then, around Yale and New York, etc. But when Tesla died, and it only makes sense that they absconded with that information. Clearly, they were going to be looking for someone to try and make sense out of it. And I talk about this in my paid cast. I think you should listen to those. But Tesla never, he knew, he had already dealt with U.S. government, U.S. military, the other intelligence agencies of Britain, Russia, Croatia, etc. He never gave out all the information. It's something I learned early in my career. He never gave out all the information. In other words, the key parts to make it work were not in the designs. They were in his head. And so it's not unlikely that they would bring it to someone to try and decipher, you know, and looking around for physicists, a lot of the physicists of the day at that time were in the Manhattan Project. And so anyway, it's not unlikely that those would be shipped around to people, but that they went to Trump's uncle, that's a new one on me.
Okay, I've never heard that before either, Jim.
Okay, well, I found the notes right here. It would have been Caravan to Midnight, week five in July. It was the third hour. The New Manhattan Project, Donald J. Trump's uncle in the 40s, John G. Trump, MIT graduate, got first look at Tesla's track record, or truckloads of ionospheric heating. He studied all of Tesla's records and tested his theories, worked for Hughes Corporation, presently Raytheon, and was at the forefront of geoengineering. At first, it was a good intentioned idea, bringing rain to drought areas and bringing less rain to flood areas, making growing seasons all over the United States somewhere along the line like new technology. It became weaponized and experimented on the citizenship over the years. Radiation laboratory at MIT, RAD department. Those were the notes I took from that show in the third hour. If you, I don't have the name of the person that he was interviewing, though. That kind of ticks me off.
Oh, okay. Well, I know. Yeah, I know John. I've been on his show. He's a friend of mine, maybe we'll talk.
Oh, okay. And you know, there's a note above it, and he had actually John T. Wayne on his show. But that was in the third week of June. So, okay, that wasn't from, he didn't give out that information. But I just thought I'd push that a little bit because, you know, the government went in there and stole whatever records he had written down. And I understand Tesla worked these things out in his head and built everything in his head, didn't use much paperwork. He sort of perfected it and built it. I guess he didn't sleep much and things like that is what I hear, too.
Yeah. And so, but the question is what happened with his paperwork? It's very clear to me that it was George Bush Sr. and assistants, of course, not just him, that went in that day and took everything. And I have questions about Tesla dying a natural death there because he was on his way to England to sell the defensive weapon, which I described this week on my paid cast, something that's never been made public before. And he was on his way to England to sell that. England had contracted him to sell it. And the reason we know about this is because the day before he died, supposedly, or whatever happened, a woman reporter went in and spent most of the day with him in an interview, and she reported on that. And she talked about how he ate his lunch and waited out and very meticulously ate every spoonful. And I mean, she was there. And so then at the end of the interview, he says, Tesla says, I'm not going to be here. This is the last time you'll be able to see me because I'm on my way tomorrow. Some English dignitaries are coming and he didn't tell her what he was doing, but I know what he was doing. He was in the process of selling this technology and he had to be there. Because he didn't, you know, it wasn't like he had all these designs on paper. But he had some of it, and possibly the what you might call Secret Service at the time, headed by George Bush Sr., remember, they were in the war business. Bush's dad was trading with the enemy. That's why they had the Trading with the Enemy Act. And this was part of the Rothschilds supporting both sides of the war. They supported the Germans. The Rockefellers were selling mobile oil, were selling goods to Germany and raw materials to support the war effort. Traditional standard banker war was World War II, you know, funding both sides. And so anyway, they did not want this defensive weapon to get into the hands of the British, because the British were the ones being attacked by air, remember. This was a defensive weapon that would have shut down any air traffic coming into England. It would just shut down World War II right now. It would just end it. And they didn't want that. So they absconded with the plans, and of course they were going to take them to somebody to try and figure out what they meant. And it's my estimation that they could never figure out what Tesla's defensive weapon was. And I did. I figured it out. I put the pieces together, and it was very clear to me. So, anyway, that's very interesting. I did not hear that. It might be true. I'm not saying it's not. It's just the first time I've heard about it.
Well, you know, it's funny. This is the first time I've heard about a woman interviewing Tesla the day before he passed away. And I was under the impression that he tried to sell it to England and the deal went bust. And Russia was interested in this, and if I'm not mistaken, I thought the price was somewhere in the range of about $20 million at the time.
Well, yeah, and the woman was very specific that he said he was going with British dignitaries the next day. And so she went back the next day, and that's why we know that the room got cleaned out. And the maid was cleaning in the hall. She goes, where's, you know, this guy? And she goes, what guy? Like he was never there. You know, and it was a very strange situation, but she said his room was full of boxes and records. It was all gone. It was cleaned out like nobody had even been there. And if he would have died a natural death, and, you know, I mean, they clearly, all of his stuff, they probably wouldn't know what to do with it. But it's very clear that, and there, he showed no signs in this interview with this woman of being sick or ill or anything else. And the next day he's dead and all his stuff's gone.
Well, keep in mind, Prescott Bush was Granddaddy Bush at the time. That's the one you're talking about with the
Prescott
Trading with the Enemies Act. And yes. If I'm not mistaken, that was a good reason because Joseph Kennedy, when he was an ambassador to Britain, He turned Prescott Bush in for that in the Union Bank out of New York. And I think that might have led to the assassination of John F. Kennedy in one of 13 ways. I mean,
yeah, exactly. They were not good friends from the way back. You know, and Kennedy didn't want the Vietnam War. They did. The Bushes did. They felt that Kennedy stole the election, which, you know, in a sense, there was a lot of cheating going on there. It was a very hard, difficult election with him and Nixon. But, you know, Kennedy came out on top, and Kennedy was very much going to control the country. And Kennedy knew who the CIA was. He knew who the bankers were. And he was on his way to turn this country around, start our own monetary system, get rid of the CIA. And he just underestimated that he was president and that, you know, that the Secret Service would protect him. As far as I can tell, the Secret Service completely let their pants down in Dallas, completely. I mean, he should have never, ever been there. There were all kinds of warnings that there was, you know, an assassination attempt planned. So, you know, in an open limo driving down Daly, you know, Plaza or whatever, come on. You know, after when the shooting started, the CIA guy was walking behind the limo, you know, 20 feet back.
Oh, I agree with that whole thing. And in fact, I also agree with the idea that there's quite a bit of the Zapruder film that's actually edited and taken out of what the American people were allowed to see.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much involved in that story, but the Bushes are in the war business. They always have been. Bush being head of the CIA, then vice president, and really he ran the White House during Reagan and then president for a term. And you got to remember that back in those early days, too, they were involved in international human trade, drug trade, coming into the 1980s. I've got a picture. Was taken by a friend of mine that lives in Alabama. His dad, this guy's dad, was the right-hand man of George Wallace. And so as a kid, he was with them a lot of the time during the political days. He's got a picture of George Wallace shaking George Bush Sr.'s hand and then his dad sitting next to George Wallace and Billy Clinton. Billy Clinton's like 30 years old, and he's sitting there, Billy, with a shit-eaten grin on his face. Can I say that on the radio? But that's what it looks like. I just did. And they were buddies back then. They were business partners. They were, you know, in political corruption, manipulation, etc. So, I mean, this is, they have, you know, when Bush and Clinton ran and Billy Clinton wins, it's like they were buddies, you know?
Right.
this is the way they had planned it. You know, either way, it didn't matter, but George Bush didn't want to be president anymore. He had better things to do. He didn't have to sit in the Oval Office for 8 years and you know, sign papers. He went up to Canada, worked with the Royal Bank of Canada to abscond with water rights in the Western Hemisphere. He had stuff to do. He was busy. You know, and Billy Clinton became president.
I agree. The longest living bloodline of crime cabal in this country is the Bushes and the Clintons. That's 28 years in the presidency.
I don't know why Trump didn't point that out in the debates at any point and say, look, you know, this is just the long string of the same, you know, pile of, you know what.
I can tell you why he didn't point it out, because it's not common knowledge. And most people would either call it a lie or they would say it was a conspiracy theory. That's why he didn't say it. He knows it. You can bet he knows it.
Yeah.
There's
certain things you don't say, because a lot of the public thinks that these are honorable people. They go to church. I thought it was great when the WikiLeaks came out and these guys in the Democratic National Party are raising their kids Catholic because it looks good. Because,
right.
Did you see that? There's the comments on that, and they said that the Catholic Church is a backwards institution, and so they wanted to raise their kids there to make it look like they were, you know, as a cover.
Yeah. Hey, I've got one more question for you. Is it true that Prescott Bush started up the CIA out of Naval Intelligence?
No. No, the CIA was started after World War II as Project Paperclip, and they brought the German SS intelligence here. They had Wild Bill Donovan and the Dulles brothers became the head of the CIA as a front because they couldn't bring the German SS in and stand them up in front of the American public and say, here's our Secret Service. They needed front men. So those, Bill Donovan and the Dulles brothers were the poster boys. And, of course, their benefit was they got fabulously wealthy, especially the Dulles brothers were the international arms traders of the 1940s and 50s. I knew a guy, name was Francis McKiernan, who was taught by the Dulles brothers how to deal in arms. You know, he was a guy I met in L.A., and him and his whole family are involved in arms dealing and in the, you know, the military industrial complex. But that's what they did. And they run the, you know, they deal international arms dealing, you know, under the table deals with Congress, you know, venture capital in L.A. with the aerospace industries. This is all one big happy circle. Nixon, you know, these guys all knew each other. And so in the center of all of this, of course, are the Bushes. And, you know, this is just one big happy family.
Yes, it
and
is.
And then, Billy, now let me interject something here. Billy Clinton is one of the Rockefellers' son. I think it's David Rockefeller's son. And that's where Billy came from. You know, they talk about how his dad died before he was born. His dad was just not there. There were pictures of him that I knew from Texas, that there was one of these ranches, like where Scalia died, the Justice Department, there was a ranch down there where Billy used to go with the Bushes and with the Rockefellers for hunting. And this is very common. But Billy's picture was there as a young kid with the boys. I mean, Billy came up through all of this, so his amazing rise to stardom is no surprise, if you understand where he came from. The same, we don't really know about Obama, where his lines come from or what's really brought him to stardom. But Hillary, as a young girl, saw this with Bill Clinton and latched on to him because she knew her ride to where she is now. That was her ticket. And that's why she took care of business when Billy got in trouble, was caught with women or raped women or was caught with the drug dealing or the MENA Arkansas stuff, whatever it was. You know, Vince Foster going to go public about the drug stuff, and then he dies mysteriously, you know. You know, Hillary, I call her the Axe Lady. And that's because she did. She took care of business for Billy's, you know, and all of that stuff. And she ran a lot of the stuff in the White House when Billy was there. The MENA Arkansas deal, when Billy left governorship and went up to be prez, Hillary's first action was the Waco siege because the Branch Davidian had been keeping track of the CIA flights into Waco. That's where they moved after the Clintons left Arkansas. They moved from MENA, Arkansas, the CIA drug landing strip there. They moved it to Waco, Texas. And the Branch Davidians were keeping records of this. That's why they had to burn that place down and bomb it and kill all the people coming out the back door because they all knew about it.
Exactly.
Destroy.
I mean, this is, these people have a record that's, you know, I mean, they make Al Capone look like a, you know, a grade school kid.
Well, Al Capone, if you remember, he wasn't that bad of a guy, especially around the time of the Great Depression. He funded the soup lines. Where was Hoover? Where was Roosevelt?
Yeah. Well, oddly enough, Hillary's dad was involved in the Chicago Mafia.
Okay, gentlemen, we have a break. We have a break. Please hang on to the next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. This is Tim Spencer hosting the Rural Survival Show. We are visiting today with Professor James McCanny, and we are speaking with Jerry from Chicago. Gentlemen, please feel free to continue your conversation.
Well, if I go ahead. I'd like to go ahead, Jerry. Hello?
Go ahead.
You're on the air, Jerry.
Oh. Yeah, Professor McCanny, what do you know about the tie between Abriel Harriman, Prescott Bush, Richard Nixon, Jack Rubenstein, and Lee Harvey Oswald?
Oh, well, yeah, I don't want to go there right now, but
okay,
these are complicated historical issues, and I don't claim, by the way, to know all the details here. It's really complicated. There are people that have studied, like a guy named I would ask that question to a guy named Jim Mars. He's a guy much more knowledgeable about those things than I am. But if you ever get a chance to email or talk to Jim Mars, I met Jim at a UFO Congress probably 15 years ago, and always wears his hat. It's just, that's part of him. When you see the hat, you know that that's Jim. But great guy, very sincere. He's the expert on that whole issue And yeah, he's been around the block with that whole thing, and he has in the last couple of years delved even deeper than what they knew about before. But yeah, that's a huge, very important topic. In fact, I think there's some YouTube videos of Jim Myers giving a long lecture on this topic. So they've made a lot of headway in understanding the history, delving into that, who's who and what were the associations.
Okay, I probably got that information from listening to Jim Myers on multiple shows like Rents and Caravan to Midnight and things like that. I don't recall if I've ever heard him on RBN. I might have, but yeah, he covers it very good. So, hey, well, listen, guys, I'm sure your calls are stacking up. You guys have a blessed weekend.
Well, you too. Thank you for your call, Jerry. It's sincerely appreciated. Ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Jim, it is a convoluted world we live in, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And when you look at this, one thing I do is I study the history of science. And not only back into history a long ways, but the modern history of science. And remember, I lived through a lot of this working around scientists that worked at Goddard Space Flight Center, Los Alamos, JPL, Cornell University. I was there for 2 years, got a bird's eye view of what was going on there. And, you know, so very eye-opening things. When I had my inventions, I was working in, I went to Los Angeles to get funding for my scientific project. So I got a deep dive into the venture capital world of Los Angeles, of the aerospace companies. And I was well known. I was well known, like the American Geophysical Union. I was a regular contributor there. To more esoteric meetings, regular meetings like the International Propulsion Conferences. I was invited to give talks internal in Los Alamos National Laboratory to the top plasma physicists in the world. So I've been around the block, and I've seen a lot, and I know a lot. And besides, I do my own science. So...
Right.
You know, this is there's really nobody else on the planet that's done what I've done, and I've worked hand in hand, toe to toe with the top Russian scientists on weather control, on atmospheric electricity, on solar physics, on solar system physics, and I was teaching them. You know, they came to me to teach them how things worked, and I did. When I was at Los Alamos, I would get done with a four-hour lecture, and I'd look out, and these were very hard, you know, hardcore physicists, top physicists
right.
in the United States, and I'd look out, and they were slumped down in their chair, staring at me like they were worn out, and I was like, we just got started.
All right, Jim, we got a break. If you would, please hang on to the next half hour. Ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 800-313-9443. We will be back in just a couple of minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Good morning. Welcome to the final half hour today for the Rural Survival Show. I'm your host, Tim Spencer. This is Saturday, the 22nd day of October, 2016. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny, and we have Dan from Hawaii on the phone. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Tim.
Morning,
Tim.
Sir.
Yes, can you hear me?
Good.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm seeing that we have a Russian carrier squadron that was reported going down the English Channel. And I assume you've heard that. Is that correct?
It is correct. Actually, they transited last night our time. No incidents or anything like that. They were in international waters. They did not violate either Europe's or the UK's waters at all. They just
do you have any yes, do you have any concept of where they are right now?
Headed towards the Med is all I know. There's a lot of conjecture of what they'll do once they get there. You know, most people are thinking intensify the air campaign.
Do you know if they've gone through the Straits? Do you know if they've gone through the Straits of Gibraltar yet?
I do not know if they have or not. My guess would be a year, just because of the time frame we're talking about. But I do not know for a fact if they've actually transited the straits yet.
Well, that would be interesting to find out. I think if they do transit the straits, that things are going to heat up.
Okay, Dan, I lost you for a minute.
Well,
are you still there?
Saying that they actually went through the Straits of Gibraltar, that internationally things would heat up into the mess.
We'll see.
Here's the issue. This is all over a completely bogus issue. If the so-called 17 agencies that detected that this was Russia breaking into the DNC and supposedly affecting U.S. elections, why didn't they detect it at the time and stop it? Where's our homeland security protecting our cyber frontier? You know, these people are incompetent. They just admitted their own incompetence at letting it all happen and then claiming they could identify who it was. This is absurd.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I have, when I heard about, I'm former Navy, I had a sense of urgency as soon as I heard this. And I think that right now is a good time to start stocking up basics in the home. I think that some people ought to think about liquidating, if possible, and relocating. And once they get there, stocking up.
Well, Dan, I hate to argue with you, but I think the time for that is past.
Yeah, I think so. I think if you're not ready now, you're probably not going to be ready. No, we're in a critical time here, and the reason this is happening is because Trump is winning, literally winning this election by such a large margin. In the reality, the polls that they publish are ridiculous. The private polls run anywhere from 80 to 95%. Vote. I mean, this is not even, they call a, 51% is a landslide. I mean, I don't know what you should call this, because the Trump is so far out ahead. When he goes to some place, he fills a 20,000 seat stadium and there's 5,000 people outside. Hillary goes to a place and she gets 125 people and they have to pay half of them. I mean, this is so ridiculous.
That being the case, this is still a very volatile situation. There are still commodities on the shelves. I think a person should be grabbing them as long as possible. And I'm talking about basics. Basics are soap, salt, kerosene, the basics. Is what we should be grabbing right now.
Well, there's Tim is very well of preparedness, and I am. There's two types of preparedness: short term, which is having those kind of things, and then long term is like, hey, there's nothing coming back. There's no infrastructure coming back, and now it's like you have to grow your own food, you have to have your own clean water, you have to have water tanks. Etc. And by the way, that's Tim. I forgot to mention it. The water filters, we also sell water tanks from 125 gallon to 20,000 gallon tanks. But the issue is you need all this stuff for long term, I mean, just to take care of yourself. That's, you know, none of this has to be happening, but the people in power they know they're going to lose it. Everything they've been working for is going to go out the window, and the American public is not going to stand for a bunch of New York bankers and media tycoons to try and run this country anymore.
Well, we need these things for help out, to keep people strong. We have to have the basics. That's my point.
No, you're absolutely right. But what Tim was saying is that we've been talking about this for years. And hopefully people have gotten enough together where they can survive. The first thing you're going to need is water. The second thing is food, shelter, you know, being able to take care of yourself, protect yourself, and then be able long term. But if they start throwing nuclear bombs around, I mean, these people are nuts enough to do it.
Yes. Well, don't
you know, if they can't have it, they're going to destroy it.
This is
their attitude.
We shouldn't underestimate the need for water.
Absolutely.
Whatever we have, we should double or triple or even quadruple our storage capacity.
Right.
Get it up snuff. Water is absolutely essential, and we use a lot more than we think.
Yeah, well, you have to, you know, people, I always told people, get your survival equipment, your preparation equipment, and use it. Don't stick it in a closet and wait for something to happen. You should be living in survival mode, and what you would find is you'd be much healthier.
Yes.
You're going to be healthier if you're living that lifestyle to begin with, and then there's no big transition. You know, you don't want to be getting the water filter out of the box the day that the nuclear bombs are coming in. I mean, I hate to say it that way, but we're looking down the barrel here of a big mess. And these people are psychopaths. Yeah. And if they can't have this country, they're going to blow it up so nobody else can have it.
Yes. But they will survive. There'll be a contingent that will survive. Now, anyone that's ever ran the 100-yard dash knows at the end of the race, that's the time to really pour it on. And I think that applies to supplies right now. Grab all you can and go for the basics now. That's my message right now.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Professor.
Good call, Dan.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, Jim, when we're talking about preparedness, you know, I sincerely believe what I just told Dan, that, you know, that it's way past time to start, quote, prepping. If you don't have it now, you're in trouble. But he also has a valid point. You know, if you can still get it today, go get it.
Right. Change that worthless paper dollar into something that's valuable. Absolutely. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think this whole situation with Russia responding, and Russia doesn't want to do this. They're in reactive mode. I just saw a note on CNN where Russia asked to monitor the U.S. election, and the U.S. told them no.
Yeah, they did. And if you think about it, you know, the current administration and the Clinton machine, the last thing they want is in the election.
Right. They don't want anybody monitoring the election, or they want them to monitor it. You know,
right.
You know, and that's the classic fox guard and the hen house there. But see, at the debates, I saw something in Hillary that she's confident that they can rig the election no matter how askew the votes are. That they can rig it so she comes off winning. And but she looked a bit nervous also. And you said she made this comment. She said, if I don't make it, we all go down or something.
Right, exactly. You know, I think what we're going to see, and yes, I am plagiarizing from another show, but I absolutely agree with the statement, so I'll repeat it. But what I think we're going to see in the next 10 days or so are Rasmussen polls and AP polls. I think they're going to slowly start to reflect real numbers. Because if they don't, their credibility is completely shot when Trump runs away with 75% or 80% of the vote.
Yeah, exactly. And this happens in the news media. We saw it with Richard Nixon. The news media was 100% behind Nixon. How can you question this man? He's given us his word that he has not, you know. And then when the final days came and the first news media entity flipped, they all did, and then it was the wolves to the slaughter. because they all wanted to be the first one with the story.
Jim, we got a caller. We've got Frank in West Virginia. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. I have a question.
Frank, I first want to ask you, how's your weather?
Oh, weather's kind of gray and dreary in West Virginia. It's cooled down quite a bit. We're having summertime weather, and now all of a sudden it's gone straight into late fall. But all the same, hey, it's that time of year. Makes it interesting.
Yeah. Go ahead with your question.
I have a question concerning smart meters. If you have information on that, I've got one in a pit for my water meter they installed. And I'll tell you what, I'm totally against them. I know the health hazards and all that, but they really don't want to do anything about it. So what I'm asking you is do you think this an issue, since it's underground about 2 feet in a steel-lined pit with a steel cap on it? Or would it be more of an antenna going through my through all that plumbing into the house about 50 feet away?
Now, is the smart meter's on the outside of your house?
No, it's about 50 feet away in a pit. Down, it's a water meter, smart meter. So it's underground. So I'm not as concerned as it would be for like an electrical, power, like for power company. This is just water utility. And they read it.
Oh, they read it. They come by and read it. Yeah. But it's outside your house.
Right. I was just wondering if that's something I should be concerned about, or if there's a...
No. The problem is, for a while, I don't know if they're still doing this, they wanted them in your house. And then the city demanded access to it at any time, day or night. And plus, those smart meters had recorders, they had microphones, they're very sensitive microphones. They had the ability to communicate with, like, for example, at Target or Walmart, I'm sorry, they had things like in your toothpaste cap that would activate and send a signal, and they could tell when you were using Crest toothpaste. You know, another thing, this would be data that would be fed back to, to target marketing to various people, et cetera. And so those smart meters in the house were a real danger. Plus, they could pick up information. They could tell when people were home, when they were not home. But outside the house like that, I don't see it other than simply monitoring your usage. I mean, they can tell when you flush a toilet versus turn on the kitchen sink. So in that sense, they can tell if somebody's home. I opposed those because if the data got into the wrong hands, they could tell when the kids got home from school in the afternoon, when mom and dad were still working. You know, and you could have people breaking in, getting this data. Your private, it's like having somebody in your house directing traffic and telling people on the outside who's there, when they got home, all this stuff. So I was very much against that. And people are like, oh, they can't tell that, and it's just, no. yes, they can. But that you're talking about, I would say I don't think it's a problem because there's no sensors inside your house.
That's good to know. I do have concerns like you're talking about because they did shut off my water just for a short period of time when my neighbors, next door neighbors, was running fine. So they can do that remotely through these things. I didn't pay the water bill. I was a week late. I think they're just telling me, hey, it's time to pay up or something like that. But I do have concerns with these strangers knowing when we're home or not. People put their trust the government or some utility, thinking, oh, they won't break in. It's just some street person. The fact of the matter is, I've had police, and I have evidence that the local police broke into my dad's house 3 times, stole his valuables, and I tell you what, they're strangers, and they're just as prone to, and if not more so, tempted to such things as the average person. So,
I had police break into my house one time. And when I was gone, and I know it was the police, and it was because of neighbors calling, and so it's like, and then they fished through a bunch of my stuff, took stuff, And, you know, this is the police.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't even trust the police, let alone a robber.
Well, they're used to collecting money. We call it revenue collection, but it's really stealing. I mean, good grief. They take people to jail over simple little nonviolent crimes. So they call it crimes like having an expired inspection sticker, no license, or some such thing. Now they're calling people like that terrorists if they don't have a, you know, they say, hey, the Constitution is, you know, I'm going to remain silent, you know, because it's my Fourth Amendment right, Fifth Amendment right.
All right, gentlemen, break. Frank, thank you for your call very much. When we come back, we'll take our final call, which will be Joel in Indiana. So stand by, and we'll be back here in about 2.5-3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, folks, we're back. This is Jim Spencer hosting the Rural Survival Show. We are speaking with Professor James McCanney. We have time for one more call, and that is Joel in Indiana. Go ahead, Joel.
Hi.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Professor McKinney. It's Joe in Indiana. Just wanted to comment. Number one, I've been buying your water filters in for years, and I got to tell you, they're fantastic. And the woman that called, I believe Evelyn, since our dog has been a puppy, we've been using your filtered water, and that's all she drinks. And she's a chocolate lab. And if my kids want to cheat sometimes and give her tap water, she throws up. Just to let you know, I can always tell when the kids have given her the tap water because she throws up.
Wow.
Yeah, very true.
And
my son became a believer because those filters are ceramic filter, as Professor McKinney will tell you, and we have a mixture of our water. Half is Lake Michigan water, and the other half is these aquifers that are, you know, the well waters. And there's when I clean the filters every couple of weeks, there's like a red velvet slime on the surface. And I think that helped convince my wife not to drink the tap water anymore. And so that's all we drink exclusively are the filtered waters through those ceramics. But my other comment was, since the 1980s, I spent a lot of time in California at UCLA, did some research out there at the Reed Neurological Institute. But I used to go to Griffith Park, and I'm sure Dr. McKinney knows about that. They have a Tesla machine out there, which they would operate. And I would take my kids out there every spring break because they want to see the Tesla equipment. And the last visit I went to in the spring break, this fella, who was our tour guide, was bad-mouthing Tesla, calling him an eccentric scientist. Nothing worked. Nothing came about of any of his things. And he refused to turn the machine on, and there were some Chinese and Japanese people there. And I went up to the guy and started saying, you know, you're saying a lot of offensive comments. And I said, these people are from foreign countries, and they obviously are very well-read. It turns out the machine worked. He turned it on, and it did work. So I don't know what was going on there, and I was just hoping maybe Professor McKinney knows people at Griffith Park and might say something to them. Any comment? Oh, hello?
Yeah, I asked Jim to go ahead. We might have lost him, but I hope not. Jim, are you still on the line?
Okay, no, I'm back. I'm sorry, I'm muted for the break. I'm sorry, I was listening to the question. But absolutely, I've been to Griffin Park. I've seen the Tesla towers behind the glass cages there. And I've noticed, I went to those too, and they badmouthed everything. And I went to the planetarium show, and it was all about bad-mouthing nutcases and Planet X and how ludicrous it was. They spent the whole time talking about that, and they had a woman professional astronomer. And, you know, I didn't even want to go there. I didn't want to start challenging her in public, but I just thought, this is what you're getting from public astronomy. It was disgusting. And, so they bad-mouthed Tesla. They anything that's not U.S. government grade A approved is, you know, non-science. The reality is that Tesla did tremendous work, and my paid cast is dealing with all of that. Absolutely one of the best scientists and actual scientists throughout history recognized him at his eulogy where three Nobel Prize winning physicists. These people all knew each other. He knew Einstein. In fact, one of my future shows is going to be Einstein versus Tesla. And I mean, you all want to listen to that. That's going to be a barn burner. You know, their theories,
well, Jim,
they knew each other.
Jim, we thank you for being here today.
Oh, my goodness. We're out of time.
We're out of time, buddy. And Joel, thanks for your call.
Thanks, Joel.
Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to please visit ruralsurvival.info when you have a chance. I think you'll find it very entertaining and enlightening. Let's see. Next we... Oh, no, I'm on the wrong schedule. I was going to tell you he was next up on RBN. We have the fifth dimension with Captain Fred. And have a good day, folks. I really enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
The Smarter in an Hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.